Welcome to Torata Podcast, an opportunity to reflect on tefillah, to learn its meaning, and be inspired to new levels of motivation and connection in our davening. Today we're going to discuss the symbolism of 18 in tefillah. Why is it that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah composed 18 brachos to comprise the tefillah of Shemona Esrei? What significance does the number 18 have in our tefillah? The Gemara shares several reasons. Reason number one is that the name of Hashem appears 18 times in Kriyat Shema. Another answer given in the Talmud Yerushalmi is that the names Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov appear in unison 18 times. Another reason given in the Gemara is that Hashem commanded Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, with the Mishkan 18 times. Another reason given is that in Mizmar LeDavid, a very well-known perek of Tehillim, it mentions Hashem's name in the Mizmar 18 times in Tehillim Chaf Tes. All very, very important and interesting reasons why the number 18 is highlighted. But we still have the question, what is the significance of the number 18? The Medrash Tanchuma in Vayera states as follows, Keneged Shmona Esrei Chulyos Sheba Shidra, that this corresponds to the 18 joints in the spine. Shebisha Sha'adam Ispalel V'choreya, when a person davens and bends his knees, Tzarich Sheyichra Ad Sheyispakku Kol Chulyos Sheba Shidra, he must bow down to a point where all the joints of his spine are opened. As it says, Shene'amar kol atzmosai tomarna Hashem michamocha. Like it says in Tehillim, all my limbs will say, Hashem, who is like you? When one says Baruch, he bends his knees, Eratah, he is to bend his back, until all 18 joints are involved. And in this way, all of one's bones, kol atzmosai, are involved in the tefillah. So Rav Schwab, in his book on tefillah, on prayer, says that the reason why all of these sources given in the Gemara for the reason of 18 is really to connect us back to the idea that we as human beings were designed with a spine that has 18 joints, that the number 18 represents the physical framework of the human being, and that it is through this architecture of a human being that a person is designed in this way, we are going to use this number as a holy number to connect with Hashem. Because we are offering ourselves as a korban, as a sacrifice, we are here through the grace and gift of Hashem, and by bowing down and involving all of our body in tefillah, we are expressing that emotion not just with our lips, but with our physical body as well. So the number 18, both in connection to Shema and Tehillim and to the Psukim in the Torah, certainly have deep, deep meaning. But what we're seeing here is that the reason why 18 became that focal number, and we know that this is an important number, not just in our tefillah service, but we use the word 18 all the time, the word chai, and the concept of chai. But this all comes back to the idea that we as human beings were designed as beings that are here on this earth to serve Hashem. Thank you for joining me in learning and connecting to our holy tefillos together.